countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
John Cook here with you until 9 o'clock this stormy Saturday morning, and it's to the weather we're going first of all. A storm, Hannah, battered the south and west coasts overnight with winds of up to 150 kilometres per hour. She cancelled flights, she blocked roads, trees have fallen, and over 32,000 homes and businesses are without power across the southwest overnight, mainly across counties Cork, Kerry, Clare and Tipperary. Now, the red alert warnings have come to an end, but the wind is still howling and a status yellow wind warning remains in place for Munster, Connacht, Dublin, Carlow, Kildare, Kilkenny, Laois, Longford, Wexford, Wicklow, Offaly and Donegal. It's up until 9 o'clock. Well, I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. Met Éireann says that very windy conditions will continue before things ease today, and you can get in touch to let us know how Storm Hannah has affected your area. 51551 for your texts. Now let's go to Kerry first and to Mike Tehan in Kilcommon near Killarney. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And thanks very much for joining us. Are you without power?
I am without power since around 6:30 yesterday evening.
Right. And will you describe Storm Hannah and how she hit Kerry last evening?
Well, I suppose it started off quite calm, but as the forecasters said to us, it whipped up quite quickly then around 6 o'clock. I'm milking here in Kilcommon. We're quite high, looking down over the mountains and the lakes in Killarney. So we get quite a battering when the wind does come, but it came quickly and it was quite harsh when it did come.
Quite violent, they're saying, but short lived in Kerry, yes. But any structural damage on your farm that you're aware of or in the area?
No, I was up quite early this morning. I was up around 5:30, just checking to see how things were, and a few trees down along the road. I had to drive my wife into town, and there was, some trees, as I said, a lot of debris on the road, mm-hmm. but structurally nothing on the farm. The loss of power is the big one.
No electricity. Did you milk the cows this morning, or can you?
No, I milked the cows yesterday evening quite early because I was aware, I suppose, of the warnings that were there. I can't milk the cows. I don't have a generator, so we're trying to get through to the ESB. I've rang three times.
I'd say they're busy.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. They are very busy. It's hard to get to talk to someone.
And you haven't even had a cup of tea, I'm told, Mike.
I can't charge the phone even.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I hope the power's back soon. Right. Stay with us if you can. I'm going straight to County Clare and to Loop Head. Ailish Connolly is in the Kilbaha Gallery. Good morning, Ailish.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us as well. Will you describe Storm Hannah as she hit Loop Head later last night?
Oh, listen, the tagline for the area is you'll be blown away. And I think if you tried to open a window here yesterday, you definitely would have been.
What was it like for yourselves? Any damage?
None so far, thank God. We had the gallery strapped up, everything down to tables and chairs and the usual all strapped down yesterday, and the same for the houses. But a bit like it was in Kerry, very violent gusts, and like up to sort of 3 o'clock this morning, it was, you were worried to take your roof off your house.
Did it sound bad?
It did. It sounded really bad. It really did. We were just lucky that the wind direction and the tides hadn't really collided, so we weren't facing into full storm with high tide, you know.
And you have power, but I know there's been power cuts across Clare, so lots of people waiting in Clare as they are in Tipperary. You're fairly well used to the storms there, or how does this compare, Ailish?
Oh, look, last night was tough enough, but nothing really compared to the 2014 storms here where we had an Atlantic surge with it, mm-hmm. We're still reeling from that, I suppose. The council are still doing works repairing from the 2014 storm. So we're really lucky because there is vulnerabilities in the road. So we're sort of delighted now that that our main road wasn't taken out.
Okay.
Sometimes the Fulton Ross Road can be taken out quite often.
Okay.
So we're just delighted to have access into the village.
And as you mentioned, I know there's storm protection works ongoing in Lahinch and Clare. They're looking for them in Doonbeg as well. We'll move from Clare to Tipperary. And Trevor Landers is at Annavay Nursery in New Inn near Kerr. Good morning, Trevor.
Hi, good morning, John. How are you?
Trevor, I'm good, thanks very much. How are the trees at your nursery there?
Yeah, it's been a hard night. It was the worst there between 11 and 2 o'clock this morning. John, the proprietor here, was out looking at the stuff this morning from 5-6 o'clock on, and we've a lot of damage again, I'm afraid.
Right, lots of trees down, so will it be costly?
Yeah, lots of trees down, in particularly the young stock that has newly just been planted. It's a very vulnerable time of the year for us right now. We've young stock just gone into the fields, so they haven't had a chance to be caned. So heard a lot of rocking, in the fields. So the trees are actually after moving. So, you know, I think 50% of stuff that's after being planted will have to either come back up now or be destroyed.
And it's only in recent years. I mean, Storm Ophelia really nearly wiped you out, I'm told, Trevor. You bounced back from it, though, did you?
We did, just about. Look, we've a big social thing here that we have to keep going. You know, there's 20-odd people working here now. We have big responsibilities. And we have to just keep going for all the workers' sakes, you know. So what can we do? You know, it's a thing we can't do anything about.
What do you do this morning, Storm Hannah? You're still surveying her full damage.
We are. We've just gone through two of our main fields there this morning. Like I said, the young leaves, even the young leaves in the existing trees, you know, it's a huge problem. It's definitely down 30% of leaf loss per tree, which is going to have a huge impact in growth going forward, you know. Small things like that you wouldn't think, but it's going to have a huge effect going forward.
I'm sorry to hear that, Trevor. I wish you all the best. I hope it's going to be a tough day ahead for you, I know, but hopefully there'll be good times ahead again. At Anavay Nursery, you're in New Inn near Kerr in County Tipperary. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. The ASB Networks line, for anyone who comes across fallen power lines, by the way, is 1850 372 999. 1850 372 999. I know we heard from Mike in Kerry there. He's finding it hard to get through. I suppose be patient and certainly don't take any risks. Please be safe on the roads out there.